Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome to our program today recording artist T.J. Leonard. He's making his first appearance on the show, not only to talk about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share with people literally around the world. In October, T.J. released his new single, Remember Those Times. For those who haven't had a chance to hear it, you'll be hearing it a little bit later in this program, as well as find out how you can stay connected with T.J. and what's coming up for him. But T.J., hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Cyrus. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Glad you could join us today. And again, as I said to you before we went on here, congratulations to you on the new single. I mean, TJ, what has it been like for you? I mean, the single was released October 31st, to the world through the online retailers. What has it been like for you to hear the response to the single?
It's been great, of course. It's been well on the charts and starting to come in on some charts I haven't expected yet. So, it's fine. I'm really glad it's doing so well.
Exactly. And like I said, you are, for those who don't know, you're from Sweden, and here you are now able to share your music literally with the world, thanks to the internet especially. I think that has to be an amazing thing. When did you first realize, TJ, that music was something that you were interested in and that you wanted to pursue?
Well, I started when I was around 8. To play old songs with my grandpa, and he inspired me to all this. So he's been a role model for me musically, and of course in other parts of life also. And
right.
So it started quite early.
Yeah. And now, you're able to show other people what is possible for you. I mean, I mentioned because of the internet, TJ, that literally people around the world, as with this broadcast, hearing it on the radio in Mississippi, as well as through the internet, they are able to be able to reach your music. I mean, is that something that you always hope would happen, that you would be able to have something that the world would be able to appreciate?
Yeah, I've been dreaming of this my whole life, of course, and I've been playing lots of different genres in of music, but I haven't got really this inspired and all that until I got the grip of since I started to write country music or like country music.
Right.
So when I about 10 years ago I started to get interested in this. And have developed a new kind of songwriting and producing and stuff like that. And so it has taken a little time to get where I am today. And of course, internet is such a great thing for everyone, I think, but to spread the music all around the world. So it's an amazing time we live in,
right,
so to speak.
Yeah. I talk to people in this program a lot, TJ, and we talk about how our life experiences and things that either we go through or those that we know and love go through, how it kind of finds themselves into the art that we create in a variety of ways. That has been the case for you. I mean, do you find that everyday life and things that you hear about, things that you see, that really has been one of your biggest sources of inspiration when it comes to music?
Yeah, I write most of the songs. It's about something that has happened in my life or situation that I have in my life I take those little moments or things and then develop or create a story around it, so it will be a good thing to listen to. But so most of the things are about something that happens in my life.
Right. You mentioned, being able to dabble in different forms of music. I think the great thing about you, TJ, that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment is that you're a lover of music in general, not a particular genre, but just great music. Do you think that's what's also kind of helped you to hone your own sound, is that you kind of are able to draw influences, from different things?
Yeah, probably. I don't think... I haven't thought about it or tried to merge in different my influences from other music genres in the. I haven't thought about it when I just do it. So of course,
right.
Maybe it shows, it shines through here and there. I don't know. I haven't listened to it in that way.
Right. Right.
If you say so, maybe it should.
Well, you know, I think people, when they hear, you know, remember those times, I think the great thing that we're able to see, TJ, is that your ability to tell a story, and you're able to use music to be able to do that. And I think that kind of reaches people no matter what type of genre of music they're used to listening to. I think when they hear this single, that definitely will come through. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist TJ Leonard is joining us today. We're talking with him not only about his musical journey that began for him there in Sweden, but has literally been felt now around the world. On the end of October, he released his new single, Remember Those Times. Talk to us about this single, TJ, before we hear it. How did this particular song come about?
Well, I got the idea from the lyrics from one night when me and my wife were sitting in the couch, and we had our iPads in front of us, and we were tweeting and Facebooking and everything, and I started to get hungry. So I text her through my iPad, and she answered back, and we started to laugh about it and started to expand on all those things, how we don't talk to each other that much anymore.
Yeah.
And that we only had, you know, had 2 feet between us, and we didn't talk to each other, but we texted each other.
Right.
So I expanded and built a story around that, about a couple that were drifting apart because of they didn't talk to each other anymore. So that is a made up story. That isn't about me and my wife.
Right.
But a made up story. But that moment inspired me to write that lyric.
Right, exactly. It is definitely a beautiful song. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. As I said, it is available through your favorite online retailer. Ours is Amazon.com. But here is TJ Leonard with Remember Those Times. We'll be back with more of our conversation with TJ right after this. Enjoy it.
There are no words spoken. The eyes fixed on the iPads. The silence is still unbroken. It's like a transparent wall between us that blocks everything that we used to feel. Bricks made of air should be easy to tear down, but it seems to me they are stronger than steel. The heat that we used to have could easily burn down the wall. We just have to look around, see what's going on, listen to that wake-up call. What seems to be impossible now, we can turn to a new tomorrow. Close your eyes and remember those times. I'd pay more than a penny to know what you are thinking. And I understand something's wrong because of the whiskey you're drinking. And I don't know why we got this quiet, but something's in desperate need to be healed. Bricks made of air should be easy to tear down. But it seems to me they are stronger than steel. The heat that we used to have could easily burn down the wall. We just have to look around, see what's going on, listen to that wake-up call. What seems to be impossible now, we can turn to a new tomorrow. Close your eyes and remember. I recall that day in the fall when we fooled around, both you and I. Rolled around in the leaves and I asked you to marry me. You saw. That we used to have could easily burn down the wall. We just have to look around, see what's going on, listen to that wake up call. What seems to be impossible now, we can turn to a new tomorrow. Close your eyes and remember those times. Close your eyes and remember those times.
That was T.J. Leonard with Remember Those Times right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with T.J. today, not only about his own love of music, but also the messages he's been able to share. And T.J., I think that song, like I was saying, is a perfect example of how people can listen to those lyrics. And I think regardless of what genre of music, you know, it may be under, I think they can relate to that, to remembering the times like things used to be. You know, is that what you hope, that when people do hear your music, that they're able to feel something that they can connect with?
Yeah, I try to write songs that people can relate to or recognize themselves in. That's what I'm hoping for, that it says something. I used to write a lot of pop and R&B and stuff like that, and the lyrics there aren't that, it doesn't contain that much as I think what a country song should do. So that's why, and I always tried to have a story in the lyrics. So this, when I started to write country music, everything fell in place for me. So this is what I was meant to do, actually.
Yeah,
it felt like that.
Yeah, I think that's so great that you're able to find exactly, you know, where you feel as though your gift belongs. And I think now we're all able to appreciate that as well. Again, Remember Those Times is available now through your favorite online retailer. Our friend is Amazon.com. You guys can get it there for only 99 cents. So we definitely invite you all to do that. TJ, how can our audience stay connected with you? I know you have the Facebook fan page where they can kind of keep updated with what's going on. Is that the best place to find you?
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter, TJL Country. Look for me there, TJL Country. Okay. You can find me on Reverb Nation. So look for TJ Leonard on Reverb Nation, and you'll find me there. We also released a video on this one, on the Remember Those Times.
Mm-hmm.
If you search for TJ Leonard and Remember Those Times on YouTube, you can find it there, and I have a channel there, so you can find a couple of other videos there also.
Great. So make sure you all do look for it then on YouTube as well. TJ, congratulations to you again on the single. I really appreciate you taking out the time to be with us, and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. We appreciate the time. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you're tuning in on the radio side of our show, stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for you. So if you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can find the link on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb and also on twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We'll make sure to tag a TJ on both of those to make it easy for you all to find him as well. His website is tjleonardcountry.com is where you all can find him there. But on Twitter, as he said, is TJLCountry. And then, of course, just look for his Facebook fan page under TJ Leonard. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.